This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rizzillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The administration of President Joe Biden announced January 26 that states would be receiving 16% more coronavirus vaccine each week, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was very happy about that, reacting on MSNBC.
The governors just had a call organized through the National Governors Association with Jeff Zients, who's counselor to the president, and he heads the COVID-19 task force, Dr. Walensky from the CDC, General Perna. And it is very good news from our point of view, from the governor's point of view. The allocation will go up 16%, but even more importantly, we can count on that allocation for the next 3 weeks. We've been going week to week, and you really can't plan and schedule when you don't know what you're going to get next week.
Even before the national announcement, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan told the Daily Freeman that his county received its largest shipment yet of COVID-19 vaccine this week, 1,500 doses. Ryan said that 400 frontline workers, first responders, and teachers will get doses this week in Kingston's high school, Kate Walton Fieldhouse. 700 senior citizens will receive shots at pharmacies and houses of worship, and 400 will go to healthcare workers. More vaccine can't come soon enough there, as 64 Ulster County residents have died from coronavirus this month. Ryan said, and I quote, "We just cannot allow us to have another month in February that has the same level of loss. We have to act more aggressively," end quote. There were 94 new COVID-19 cases announced January 26 in Ulster County. There were 4 more deaths and 23 new COVID-19 cases in Columbia County and 14 new cases in Greene County January 26. There were 83 new cases and another death announced January 26 in Rensselaer County, and Albany County reported 150 more cases and 3 more deaths. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Athens Fire Chief Wayne Butterworth said prompt action by employees at Peckham Industries in Athens stopped the fire before it went out of control January 25th. Butterworth said approximately 2:25 p.m. Monday, Greene County 911 sent the Athens and West Athens Lime Street Fire Companies to Peckham Terminal on Union Street after the company reported a liquid asphalt tank was on fire with flames and black smoke showing. Before firefighters arrived, an alert employee took action and shut down the affected equipment, thereby extinguishing the fire, Butterworth said. The blaze was located in the exhaust system. The chief said no injuries occurred during the incident. Liquid asphalt cement is a refined petroleum product that gives blacktop its characteristic color, according to Peckham Industries' website. Peckham operates 3 liquid asphalt terminals in Athens, the Bronx, and Bridgeport, Connecticut. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise that a 4.4 megawatt solar farm is likely coming to Thompson's Lake Road in Knox, and some nearby residents are worried about the value of their property once it's built, as well as the impact project might have on a nearby resident with cerebral palsy. The project, overseen by RIC Energy, was conditionally approved by the Town Planning Board January 14th. The 22-acre project will require approximately 3 months of construction beginning in May. Despite the required removal of more than 18 acres of trees, the Planning Board found there would be no significant adverse impact on land, water quality, community character, and soil erosion, among other things. Al Gage of Whipple Road lives next door to the project site. The solar array will stand 250 feet from his back door and 60 feet from his property line. Gage said, and I quote, "This is way too close for comfort," end quote. He is especially worried about how the construction will affect the health of his 21-year-old daughter, who has cerebral palsy. The Gages are also concerned about their property value, as are other property owners in the area. When granting its initial approval of the solar facility site plan, the Knox Planning Board set a number of conditions. Three must be met before construction is to start, and an additional four requirements must be satisfied before the farm can begin operations. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Tony Dobrowski is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The Berkshire Hills Bank Corp. has appointed Nitin J. Mahanty, president and CEO of the holding company and CEO of Berkshire Bank, the board of directors has announced. Mahanty's appointment is effective Friday, January 29th. Sean Gray, who has served as acting CEO since August, will remain with the company as bank president and chief operating officer. Mahanty said in a statement, and I quote, "I am humbled and honored to join Berkshire on its 175-year banking journey and to be the first CEO hired from outside the bank since its transformation to a public company in 2000, end quote. With 25 years of experience in both community and global banking, Mahanty most recently served as executive vice president of community banking at Webster Bank, headquartered in Waterbury, Connecticut. He was a member of the bank's executive team and led its consumer and business banking businesses. Before joining Webster, Mahanty served more than 13 years at Citigroup. He was the chairman of the board of the Consumer Bankers Association from 2019 to 2020, and he currently serves on the board of Junior Achievement of Southwest New England. Berkshire Bank maintains locations in Chatham and Hudson. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, January 27th. 27 degrees in Smith Corner this morning, 29 degrees in West Athens. Some light snow from yesterday is sticking around, clearing out by 1 p.m. Less than an inch is expected to fall. Temperatures reach 34 by 2 p.m. and that will be the warmest point of the whole week. Overnight it falls to 22 degrees. Tomorrow will be dry but very windy with a high of 25. Then Friday, it's still dry, temps get down into the single digits, and winds get even stronger than on Thursday with gusts reaching 35 miles per hour. Today's tide schedule is high at 1:54 a.m., low at 8:03 a.m., high again at 1:59 p.m., and low again at 8:56 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:48 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. Looking way up, we see that for the third day in a row.
Unafurahi vile unacheza?
A Snap Point Charlie special presentation.
Well, how do you follow that? Well, the answer to that is you don't. You simply go on. You simply continue. You don't try to one-up it or re-steer the ship. You just get in the flow, man. And that's where we are today, in the flow, here on Spike Point Charlie. It's sort of a hybrid Stack Point Charlie, Spike's Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin. Is that the official title? Spike Priggin's Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin? That sounds right. And Spike can't make it today. He's doing something very important. We could have a contest to see what you think it is. Let me know. I'm going to be your host for the next couple hours. I'm Jeff, generally the host of Snack Point Charlie. Heard the first and third Wednesday of every month here on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, home of the hits. All number ones, guaranteed. So I'm going to try to split the difference, or not. I don't know. All I can tell you is that we just listened to Bardo Pond doing The Creator Has a Master Plan, Pharoah Sanders' masterpiece. Not that it's his only masterpiece, but it's a really good one. So thank you, Bardo Pond, for that, from their 2013 release, Rise Above It All. Because that's what we're all doing, right? All of us, right now, we are rising above it all. Come on, I feel you. I feel you there. I don't even have to see you. I feel you. We're like the Michelangelo painting, you know, with the hands are like E.T. and the fingers. We're right there. So we're going to stay there, and I don't know where we're going to go, and I don't know where we're going to end up. So stick around, and we'll find out. Thanks. Thank you.
go slow, go slow, go slow. Man must be man for him landio. I say man must be man for him landio. You must all agree with me, nana. Man must be work for him landio. You must all agree with me, nana. Man must be chop for him landio. You must all agree with me. When ghost look and show you for your house,
only make it in the end.
Impossible.
Only make it in the end.
Impossibility.
Only make it in the end.
Impossibilities is a man.
Only make it in the end.
Impossibilities is my lodge.
Only make it in the end.
Of course, only make it. How can you make it? Impossibility is immunologicalization, Baba.
Only make it in the end.
When ghost look and shake you for your house.
Only make it in the end.
When ghost look and shake you for your house.
Only make it in the end.
When ghost look and shake you for your house.
Only make it in the end.
You dey make your business every day. Then your head start to ache because cockroach day for your head. Your nose start to run because water buckle for your head. You dey cough cough every time because kelebe day for your throat. You dey shake it shake it like a paper because your yash cold like ice. Go slow, cash you.
Go slow, go slow.
Go slow, go slow. You dey make your business every day. Then you buy your motor car. Or you join your public transport. Then you start to go for work. Then suddenly, lorry day for your front. Tipper day for your back. Motorcycle day for your left, you. Taxi motto day for your right. Helicopter day, fly for your tempo. You self done day for sale. Go slow, cash you.
Go slow, go slow.
Go slow, down come.
Go slow, go slow.
Go slow, go slow. Go slow, go slow. Must be man for him landio. You must all agree with me, nana. Man must the chop for him landio. You must all agree with me. When ghost look and show you for your house,
only make the end.
Impossible.
Only make the end.
When ghost look and show you for your house,
only make it in the end.
Impossibility.
Only make it in the end.
Impossibilitism.
Only make it in the end.
Impossibilitismology.
Only make it in the end.
Impossibilitymologicalization.
Only make it in the end.
When ghost look and show you for your house,
only make it in the end.
Only make it in the end.
Only make it in the end.
Huh.
slow. Go slow, go slowly. Take your time, it's just the afternoon. Maybe you just had lunch. Maybe you're just listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves. Maybe you're going slowly into the music, into the audio sphere. Maybe you tuned in to listen to Spike Priggin's Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin. Well, Spike isn't here today. He's playing hooky. We're gonna get him. He's out in the street somewhere. We're gonna get you, Spike. You're such a naughty boy. In the meantime, I'm your temporary host, Jeff from Snack Point Charlie. So here we are in Spike Point Charlie for the next hour. You've been listening to Fela. Just tuned in. Fela Anikulapo Kuti. Doing Go Slow from Ruffo Ruffo Fight, 1972. And before that, Ashra Temple. We heard Ashra Temple, who took us into their Ocean of Tenderness from their New Age of Earth album, 1976. Yeah, those are close together in time, not so much in geography, maybe not so much in mindset, but they're in the eternal cosmic groove, man, and that's what we're going to get into for the next hour. You're awake now. You're a little more limber. Your bones are moving. You got a little worked up. Let's, we've calmed our minds with the Dragon Brothers in the background. That's Dennis and Daryl Dragon. This is actually Dennis Dragon. His brother Daryl was half of the Captain and Tennille. Yeah, 70s were a strange time. Well, so are the 2020s. So you got to be fit and you got to be mentally alert. And we're going to get you into shape with some Kosmischer Laufer music from the Eastern German secret music workout Olympics program. So put on your tracksuits and let's go forward into glory. We'll be right back.
contrary to popular belief, each is quite familiar. They're not foreign at all. Each has a cobblestone square with fountain shooting and pigeons flapping, where old men with puckered faces and trench coats lie beneath newspapers that flutter in the breeze. Each square is surrounded by a colonnade of ancient buildings with aluminum tables spilling into the sun, where attractive people of all nationalities sip lattes and stare into laptops or laugh with friends and lovers. In each of these squares, the dreamer of city stands in the center, arms out, looking upward, rejoicing in the freedom of being away from home. She looks at the sky and feels overwhelmed, pleased. She's suspended in midair. She's a lighter version of herself, a care unburdened version. She's been shot out of a cannon and flies above the square helmet of the people below, turning in slow motion at the sight of her overhead. From the back and saw me folded upon the carpet with the mystery maps. She's a pleasant woman in her 60s who wears eyeliner and see-through blouses. She said, "Oh, look, you're doing the maps. That's terrific. We need that done." Soft, contemporary music played on the sound system. A violin and banjo duetted. Toward the front, cash registers rang and senior associates doled out thank yous and have a nice days. The store had a faceless smell that matched the recessed fluorescent lighting. A smell of vacuum dust and porcelain polish. I said, "Yes, I'm actually quite enjoying it." Her attention gave me a frisson of excitement. She's never spoken to me in such a personal way before. It was as if a flower opened and we unexpectedly found ourselves together within it, like tiny, blessed creatures in a story. She's owned the business for many years and is widely respected in the community. Perhaps when I get a raise in 6 months, it'll be more than the 50 cents an hour new employees typically receive. Perhaps I could be promoted to help her in the back. I've detected an inchoate sadness in her as she mills about the store. Perhaps it's from spending too much time at her computer worrying over balance sheets. It can't be easy to run a business. Perhaps I could assist her. else, she said. When I look at them, a desire to travel. It was as if she'd spoken from my innermost heart. Yes, I said, I know just what you mean. The conversation seemed like a crucial opening, a glimmer of hope. Perhaps I was doing well to be working here after all. I'd taken a pay cut, but maybe that was okay. I still had a wedge of bitterness in my throat over my last job. The owner and I didn't get along. Clearly, she had underestimated me. Petty disagreements had accumulated until it was intolerable to spend another day there. I was not fired. I quit. I wasn't fired. I quit. I'm starting to feel at home in this new job. Maybe this time I can last a year or two, settle in, have some stability in my life. Next to me, and we could enjoy the maps together, discuss our love of travel, plan a lunch date, explore opportunities. Well, she said briskly, thanks again. She nodded and headed toward the back room. My dream of intimacy dissipated. I felt foolish and humiliated. Of course she wasn't interested in me. She had her life, her business, a husband at home who supplied an influx of cash when things got tight. She didn't need more people cluttering her free time. Why don't I guard myself against the casual seductions of others? That hope of fitting in, of finding a home in the strangest places never seems to leave me. I wish I could come to rest in the body I inhabit. I stayed there on the floor, my skirt folded beneath me, the maps rainbowed in front of me. I tried to console myself with them. I tried to picture amphitheaters, coliseums, and caryatids persisting for thousands of years. I tried to picture myself in clamoring squares, but angry drivers in small cars zoomed by, honking and shouting in strange languages, ordering me out of the way. Statues of soldiers loom, marble white against the sky, frowning swords raised in menace above their heads. But it was her face they wore, and the faces of all the others who carry the power to slice my faithless heart in two.
trucks full of products for the modern home, set to roll out into the streets of downtown people. Trying to make their way to work, everyday people. Some are saints, some are jerks, hard-working people. Stopping for a drink on the way to work, alcoholic people.
Everyday people. Some are saints and some are jerks. Poetry just doesn't get any better than that, does it? Oh, please don't start texting me and tell me that's not... Wait, hang on, Jeff. No, it's okay. I get it. It spoke to me. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Neil Young and the Blue Notes. For taking us on a tour of the great big American what the heck here on Spike Point Charlie, the temporary one-time only substitute for Spike Priggin's Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin. Spike will be back next week, probably. I don't know. You tell me, Spike. He's a busy man there at the record rack in Catskill, at Spike's record rack, and he may have more important things to do, but if not, he'll be back here on WGXC 90.7 FM every Wednesday from 12 to 2. That's when you hear Spike. Right now you're hearing me, Jeff, coming at you from where I usually host Snack Point Charlie on the first and third Wednesday of every month from 10 to midnight, playing lots of music from elsewhere and beyond, international music. And today it's a little different. So how different? Well, we don't usually hear Neil Young on my show, but that's who we just heard. Neil Young and the Blue Notes, Ordinary People, from the Blue Note Cafe back in the 80s. Before that, we heard Sky Furrows from the Albany area, from right around the Hudson Valley, with poet Karen Schomer and the boys from Burnt Hills and Rambutan and Parashi and et cetera, et cetera, with their still new, as far as I'm concerned, album of the same name, Sky Furrows. We heard Foreign Cities. Before that, we heard Sunburst, a short-lived band from the North Jersey Haledon, North Jersey scene, with members of The Feelies and Speed the Plow, with Swerve from a fantastic EP of technically unreleased music. I don't know how that never got released or they never got signed, but boy, that's good. If you go to Speed the Plow, the band's website, you can stream those there, that whole EP. And we heard Kosmischer Laufer doing Die Lange Gerade from the secret cosmic music of the East German Olympics program, 1972 to 1983, Volume 1. That brings us up to date. We're almost out of time. I'm going to play you out one more song. Hey, stick around. Come back later tonight, 8 p.m. Rob Saffer's Overlooked is going to tell you all about music from Sahel Sounds and awesome tapes from Africa. That's the kind of stuff we use to play on Snack Point Charlie. Listen to Overlooked, see what you think. Explore some of the other great offerings on WGXC. I think at 3 p.m., we're going to hear the premiere of Turn on the News from Tom Rowe. Maybe I got that wrong, but stick around, find out. And come back sometime, check out Snack Point Charlie, check out Spike Priggin's Bedazzled Radio Hour with actually Spike Priggin next time in this same bat time, same bat channel. Now we're going to hear Lonnie Holly telling us about the end of the film era. So thank you, Lonnie, and thank you for tuning in. See you around. Wasn't Lonnie. Take two.
The ending of a film era. The digital was beginning to take effect. The last moment of the film era of triumph, last winding up on a real hill. It was like the long days ago, of Hollywood was gone. You could see eyes of eyes. walking on. Looking upon the filmmaker's kind, studying on the director's style. Flying in the clouds, you can see Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood begin to disappear away and away and away and away. As digital images futuristic for some reason. Futuristic for some reason. Ships, wires, solder, heat conductors, fans to cool down machines. Kilowatt by the second, minutes and the hours. Damn water power. Damn, 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 damn. Oh, damn, being built for the power. Rockets carrying satellites, with satellites, satellites up in the air. Made me think about the days when me and my old mammy and grandmammy was sitting in the church, listening at the preacher preach about Ezekiel dreaming of a wheel way up in the middle of the sky. Made me think about the words of a president before he died, that we should do all we could to make sure that the future turned out right. We should raise our children. We should teach other nations the necessity of all our reality. And how technology would manage us, and how we would become weak but wiser. Old lady on the corner, selling old used TV sets, some speedy car full of young minds ride by, throwing beer bottles out at her tubes, busting them everywhere, tube flying glass, the glass of old tubes flying, baby. The motherboard left to splatter, to be a matter of our reification, just a matter of examination, and part of a recycling plan. And chippy chip 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 chips, all kind of computer chips down in a valley, packed up in an alley of some old wise man. Maybe crawling with all control in his hand, challenging each other from far off foreign land. Digital, 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 please. Gigabytes and megabytes. Gigabytes and megabytes with their fights. Fighting, fighting day and night. Trying to see who would whip the game. Trying to see who would be shame. Trying to see which one would bring home the gold. Just to make the woman the diamond, fit off in a ring on her hand. All this for love, baby. All this for your love, baby. All this for your love, baby. My Hollywood going out of business. Because of a digital thing. HDTV. Old man, old woman can't see. No more news but the blues every day. That's the digital way. That's the digital way.